I believe that even though we don't always get what we want, we do get what we need.
I believe in mentors.
I believe that everybody who is different still has a chance.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. One of the joys of living in Rhode Island is that we're surrounded by remarkably creative artists and their often provocative words, images, and sounds. We hear their music during Water Fire, listen to their oratory during a Shakespeare in the Park performance, and see their extraordinary art lining some of our most prominent roadways. As Lenny Gobet tells us in this encore essay, sometimes we can find the fruits of artists' labor in some very unlikely spots in the Ocean State.
A while back, the writer, Barbara Schweitzer, challenged our poetry class, create 5 poems, each poem no more than 16 lines long, using 46 characters per line. At the next class, we all brought in our poems, and she showed us how to fold an origami, chanting,
"Hot dog, hamburger, airplane."
We learned how to fold one sheet of paper into an origami poetry book. There was something so magical, so charming about these little books. They just begged to be handed out, given to people for free. So 3 of us, Barbara, Jan Keough, and me, became the Origami 3 and began to distribute these books. Think Johnny Appleseed spreading free poetry throughout Rhode Island. Libraries and coffee shops opened their doors and invited us in, although one local librarian decided it was not right to offer our free material in her space and asked us to remove the little box. A number of the library's patrons wrote to us, wondering what had happened to the free poetry. It was then that I realized we needed to have a backup plan. I began to hang Ziploc bags filled with our free poetry on telephone poles throughout Rhode Island. Each bag had a sign stating, "Be hip, re-zip," asking people to please be aware and take the time to close up the bags once taking out a selection. All that summer, I traveled around Rhode Island filling our bags, learning as I went. We discovered that a little rice in the bottom of the bags kept out moisture. The Block Island Point Judith Ferry Landing became a hot spot for poetry. The bags filled on a Thursday were empty by Sunday. Crazy Burger's telephone pole bag in Narragansett was always empty, and I could not keep the telephone pole bags in Wickford Village filled. It appeared that people not only loved poetry, but were aware and kind enough to re-zip. Winter set in. The weather began to take its toll on the little bags. At the Crazy Burger pole site, I discovered people had begun to place lovely handwritten poems inside the empty bags. One day I found money in a bag, a collection of coins that no one had stolen, along with a simple note stating, "Keep it going." Last week, the young men at Pier Pizza in Wakefield invited us inside. They had witnessed the telephone bag phenomenon taking place all summer outside their restaurant and knew the poetry books were not surviving the winter. All these small acts by shopkeepers and patrons are proof that human beings are so much more than consumers and worriers. Be hip. Re-zip.
Lenny Gobet is co-founder of Rhode Island's Origami Poems Free Poetry Project. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.